The special court that approves searches on suspected terrorists and spies has rejected a Bush administration request that would have allowed information from those searches to be used in regular criminal prosecutions. In a ruling made public yesterday, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court said the Justice Department had misled judges more than 75 times in its applications, and so the court would not grant the Justice Department broad new powers. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court deals with the most secret information. Whenever the FBI wants to get a secret wiretap or conduct a secret search on a suspected terrorist or spy, the Justice Department must go to the FISA court, as it's called, for permission. To get a FISA search, the FBI doesn't have to prove very much. It must only show that the target of the search is an agent of a foreign power. That's a much easier requirement than what's needed for a regular criminal search warrant. The FISA court has very strict rules to prevent the FBI from abusing the FISAs and spying on Americans and non-citizens without enough justification. It says the FBI cannot use information gleaned from a FISA wiretap in a criminal prosecution. But after the September 11th attacks, the Bush administration wanted to let intelligence information be shared with prosecutors and agents working on criminal cases. Many in Congress want that as well. And in March, the Justice Department asked the FISA court to consider easing its rules. The FISA court gave the Bush administration a stinging rebuff. In an alarming number of cases, the chief judge wrote, the Justice Department has misled the court with faulty applications, applications that had misstatements or omissions. For example, in one case, the court said the department misled the judges when they said that there was a wall between an intelligence gathering team and a criminal team, when in fact all the agents were on the same FBI squad. At another point, the FISA court was so angry at the inaccuracies of one FBI agent that they barred him from ever appearing before the court again. The court also said that sensitive intelligence information went to prosecutors and FBI agents in New York 4 or 5 times without permission from the court. The court said that the Justice Department was clearly trying to thwart the will of Congress by allowing intelligence material to be shared freely with prosecutors. Given that checkered history, the FISA court ruled, it would not ease the rules for the Justice Department because that would make it far too easy to spy on Americans. The opinion was written in May and released yesterday, the first time the secret court has released an opinion in its 23-year history. The Justice Department points out that most of those misrepresentations were made during the Clinton administration, and it is appealing the decision, though the department would not release a copy of the appeal. The document is a rare glimpse into the most secret of all federal courts, and it suggests why the FBI was so hesitant to ask for a FISA warrant to search the computer and other belongings of Zacharias Moussaoui. FBI agents in Minnesota became suspicious of Moussaoui last August, weeks before the September 11th attacks. They detained him for immigration violations, and agents there wanted to conduct a secret search. But FBI headquarters did not apply to the court, a decision that created a huge storm when it was revealed this spring. Some agents in the Minneapolis office said a search of Moussaoui's belongings might have led the FBI to the 19 hijackers before they struck. Now it seems that the FBI had reason to be skittish about asking for a secret search warrant. Only the year before, the FISA court had complained bitterly about being misled by the FBI in previous applications. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.